We are coming to you live from Milltown Malbay, and we're joined now by Councillor Shane Talty. Shane's a Fianna Fáil councillor for Menna Stoimhin and a postmaster, and he's also just been elected as Cathaoirleach of the West Clare Municipal District. So I'm sure he's a busy man, but he's found time in his hectic schedule to join us here at the centre this morning. Shane, good morning to you.
Morning, Ellen. How are you? It's great to be here this morning with you. I suppose we were chatting off air. It's fantastic to be getting back, actually meeting people in person. I think we spoke numerous times over the phone, but to be back out after COVID, meeting people, and for yourselves to be getting out into the towns and villages and promoting the various parts of Clare over the summer, I think is a great project. And I suppose to be here in the community centre and in Milltown Malbay, it's fantastic to see again what the various communities are doing and particularly doing for themselves, these community-led projects. There are examples all over our municipal district, and I suppose that's, you know, they're the projects we're trying to support, but you're relying on the strong community groups to deliver those, and this is a prime example of what can be done.
Yeah, it really is, because as I alluded to in the last hour, Shane, I would have come out here a number of months ago to do a tour of the facility, and the manager, Neil Hines, was very good to show me around. And there's so much that they can put on here. I can even see an advertisement for an upcoming show, a play that's going to be on here. The centre, you know, you can host your, you know, sports, local soccer, indoors or whatever it might be, a whole host of events. And it's a kind of a real focal point for a town like Milltown Malbay.
Yeah, absolutely. It provides that focal, that hub, and you can produce any suite of events then, whether it's sport, whether it's arts, crafts, recreation, creativity. It's that space that, you know, if you're starting up another community group or have another idea, well, you have that space that you can turn to, you know, and it's you're supporting the community. And if you're renting this space out for an hour in the evening, and it's all, I suppose, driving the sense of community together here in Milltown. And, you know, that's what we need, I suppose, is to attract people, to make the community vibrant and attractive for young people to come and live and work here. And I think that's the cornerstone of this here in Milltown.
Yeah, and having places like this, you know, a hub, I suppose, things like Wi-Fi, big things to consider, especially, as you say, attracting people to these areas and remote working and so on and everything that goes with that. But even chatting to Harry Hughes in the last hour and the Willie Clancy Summer School, seeing events like that coming, I say coming back, as Harry alluded to, it still went ahead over the last 2 years, but online, which, I guess, you know, look, it's better to have it on that manner than not at all. But I'm sure that the locals here, just from a kind of a fun point of view, the festivities, and just the colour that's going to come to the town. And then, like, the local businesses, as I put it to Harry, and, you know, he confirmed they're all going to benefit so massively, and they've missed out on that.
Absolutely. It's the economic is the key for Milltown. Willie Clancy Festival is the primary economic driver for the whole year. So, as you said, it was great credit to Harry and the committee for keeping the festival going in an online format over the last couple of years. But it's absolutely vital to get back in person. And I think we're all looking forward to coming back here next week and experiencing again that, I suppose, sense of culture and, you know, festivities and the crowds. And obviously we anticipate there'll be massive crowds again coming, both for the summer school itself and for the, you know, developing that culture and music and heritage there for the youngsters coming through, but also the broader just people looking for a week of fun and activity and a week away in summertime. And I think, you know, from right up North Clare and down West Clare, they'll be well supported with people coming over for the week.
Yeah, we wish them the best of luck, and I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic occasion. As John told us in the last hour, Shane, the West Clare Municipal District covers such a massive area, more or less half the county.
Yeah, it's half the landmass of the county almost, so it's an incredible area in size, and it is split into two electoral areas, but even those electoral areas are you know, huge. The area I represent goes from the Bellbridge Hotel in Spanish Point, over towards Aina, over to Rouen, right up to the Galway border and the top of North Clare. So it's a huge landmass. It's a large population. And then it's very diverse as well. We have, you know, we have economic drivers, maybe the likes of Innis Diamond as a focal point in North Clare. But then we have other towns and villages, you know, not as active, maybe not doing as well economically. So to try and ensure that that we as representatives and John and his team as the bodies on the ground that are doing the works in the North Clare and West Clare, I suppose, that they're spread the resources we have as much as we can across every town and village and the rural countryside areas so that people, feel that they're getting a level of service from the local authority. I mean, if you're living in a very local rural area, maybe all you're concerned about are the potholes and the the road safety and the verge trimming and all that. And then if you're in, you know, a town, village like Milltown Malbury in Stymon, then you're looking for community development, community centres, and to ensure we get that balance across the area.
Yeah, and as John O'Malley told us, it's an array of issues, of problems, of things that they have to oversee and they have to fix. And I guess, as a councillor, Shane, you probably have to liaise with the likes of John and the other officials quite a bit, because constituents, people you represent, would be coming to you with all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I suppose on a daily basis we're get a steady stream of queries from individuals, you know, from very small low-level stuff, which, you know, is important to the individual themselves, to bigger projects and ideas in various communities. And in fairness to John and all the staff and the team, we have a great working relationship with them as elected members. And they're always, in fairness, the phone is on, the emails are answered, and there's always a courteous reply. Not everything mightn't be possible. Some things, you know, they have to be put, in looked at in a longer term. But there are certainly, as a team working for the people here, they can be assured that John and the staff are working as hard as they can for the area.
And given that we've alluded to like how large the geographical area is, even if it does include two electoral areas at the district, does that, you know, we know councillors, it's a busy role. It's on the face of it a part-time role, but it's anything but. Is it difficult for you then getting around trying to deal with all the issues that need to be dealt with, to liaise with the relevant people who can sort out an issue, because it's such a big area that you're representing, you know, beyond obviously where you are in an assignment?
Yeah, I suppose it's been a steep learning curve for me as a first time candidate in 2019. Certainly it took a number of months to get a handle on how you try and get that balance between answering the public and, I suppose, trying to respond to every call and text and query that you get, and how you can formalise a system of engaging then with the management executive and staff.
Did that take a bit of time to get used to? Like, how did that take a couple of months, say, of you being a councillor before you got to grips with that? Or, you know, are you given a kind of, are you given any indication as to what to expect from anybody?
It certainly took a number of months. I'd be foolish to suggest that we've even figured out now 3 years on. Yeah. But it's a learning experience. But in fairness, you know, the supports were there in terms of the staff and being an introduction to the various services and the leads and the head people in the various departments, and then understanding the I suppose the escalation levels and where you go with a certain query. You don't hit for the senior people with every query, that you can figure out how to navigate your way around the council. It's the local authority. It's the representative body for the whole county. There's a massive staff there. There are numerous directorates and split down into different areas. So I suppose figuring out what direction to hit with various queries. But I think we've got a good grasp on that now. And like you're then with the communities, I suppose you're trying to engage with every community groups, trying to develop capabilities within the individual communities, so that when various funding streams become available during the course of the year, that you have community groups with their own particular project in the area that they're at a stage of development where you can try and guide them in a system in applying for relevant funding that, you know, gets development in their area, but it keeps the group engaged and keeps them active if they see that there is possibility of funds becoming available to advance whatever that project might be, whether it's large scale or small scale.
When we were chatting with John, he was telling us about, you know, a lot of the stuff that they have to deal with, like improving the experience in the likes of Milltown, Malbay, Ennistymon and beyond, the beach operatives, biodiversity, and all those things. What are the reoccurring issues that people come to you with that they want sorted out or dealt with since you became a councillor 3 years ago?
Yeah, look, I suppose, you know, roads, footpaths, I suppose accessibility and transportation is key. Like people, you know, they want to have an enjoyable experience of their towns. They want to be able to move from their home, if it's in the countryside, to the villages and move around the area. So I suppose the roads are a constant and are seen as the cornerstone of what the local authority has to do. So I suppose in terms of bread and butter, we have to keep on those all the time. And there's an annual roads program that we need to, you know, we can put forward keep roads that we feel are in need of addressing immediately, and we get a proportion of the roads done every year. It's only about 7% of the road network gets resurfaced in a given year, but it's to try and balance that out across the area as best we can. Then there's stuff like that maybe we're not necessarily responsible for, the the water, the wastewater infrastructure, where Irish Water are the responsible agency. But, you know, again, we're liaising between the public and the staff in Clare County Council and the staff within Irish Water, I suppose, and constantly lobbying and making the case for improvements and investments in Milltown Malbay here. Last year, you'll have seen a significant investment in the water supply between Mullock and Milltown Malbay, but that still doesn't solve the whole issue. The network is vast, and they're just as you fix a 5 or 6 kilometre stretch,
something else
happens. The breakage happens elsewhere.
Yeah.
is definite. Yeah. So again, it's just to keep campaigning for those investments. The wastewater infrastructure is deficient, probably here in Milltown Malbay, the same as it is in Lainchin and Stymon and elsewhere. Currently, we're seeing investment in Liscannor and Kilfenora and maybe Ballyvaughan, Kilkee coming along. So it's to just keep making the case, I suppose, that we get the investment and get the investment we deserve for an area, as you say, that's covering half the county.
No doubt, Shane, there are certain times in your 3 years as a councillor where there are certain issues that you're trying to progress or get resolved, and it's either taking some considerable time for that to happen, or it still hasn't happened or won't happen at all. And I'm sure there's a sense of frustration from you in that regard. But then are there times where, you know, a person or people get in touch with you about something, you are able to get it dealt with, it's resolved, and that sense of satisfaction must be very, very pleasing.
Yeah, I suppose that's the nature of the role. There's always frustrations, as you say, certain projects that you'd love to see advancing immediately, and there's hiccups along the way, and it takes longer than you'd like. But then on the other side, it might be something it might seem quite trivial, but it's very important to an individual, and to get a solution for an individual and to see the weight lifted from an individual with a concern sorted out, that's always satisfying, I suppose. Broader scale, like to see, in July now we'll have Minister Humphreys in Lahinch to officially reopen the Lahinch Leisure Centre. So to have been deeply involved in that project and the challenges it faced over the last 3 years in funding, it was certainly pushing a rock up a hill, but we eventually, from dipping into every possible available pocket of money, we put enough resources together to relaunch that facility. It's reopened in May. It's going very, very well. And as I said, to have the minister down in July now, officially reopening the facility, will be a particularly proud moment, I think, for everyone that was involved in that.
And speaking of proud moments, and it was remiss of me not to congratulate you, I did mention at the outset you're the new Cathaoirleach of the West Clare Municipal District, so congratulations.
Thanks, Ellen. Yeah, so we had the AGM for West Clare area last week, and as we say, there's 9 councillors, and I was got the support of my colleagues to be chairperson for the year ahead, so I'm looking forward to that. I suppose primarily it's a role just literally to chair the meetings and to run the bi-monthly meetings, but also to represent the municipal district at other countywide events maybe, and any opportunity we get to promote the area.
We were chatting off air, sadly, no change for you.
No, there is no chain in West Clare. We're the poor relation in Clare County Council, but certainly the absence of a chain, I don't think, will deter us from getting the work done.
Should we be keeping an eye out to see if there's a motion brought forward in the near future to have a chain for the Cathaoirleach of the West Clare Municipal District?
Right, that won't concern me I'm in the role anyway, Alan. I think I'm not concerned about whether there's a chain or not. But it's a peculiar thing that the other municipal districts have had chains. Yeah. Chains that the chairperson in West Clare hasn't had. Maybe it is something that will be addressed, but it's not something I'm going to be too concerned about.
Sure, look, you're more a man of the people. You don't need the jewellery that goes with it. Well, look, what does the near future hold for you, both as Cathaoirleach and councillor in this district and your particular electoral area and where you're from in Ennistymon, Shane? What are the big issues that are in your in tray over the coming weeks and months?
At the very top level, countywide, we're working on the development of the next county development plan, which has to come into force next April. And there'll be a whole series of workshops and decisions to be made between now and October, November time. So there's a lot of time, a lot of work will go into that. Separately then, there's the development of the Kilsamore 2040 strategy. That's been ongoing for the last 2.5 years. And again, that takes a lot of time, there's workshops and consultation taking place, both with the public and internally, I suppose, within the council and with the consultant team. So at a top level, certainly they're probably the two biggest projects that are ongoing over the next 6 months.
Okay, well, we wish you well with all of that, and really appreciate you coming in. It's great to meet face to face.
Absolutely, Ellen. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Brilliant stuff. That's Shane Talty, councillor Shane Talty, Fianna Fáil councillor from Ennistymon, and also the Cathaoirleach of the West Clare Municipal District.